Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Today, we're going to talk about truth and freedom. In America, these two concepts have been emotionally charged, have been perverted, and used as political manipulation and fodder. Truth and freedom can only come from God, the one who originated these truths in his plan and purpose for mankind. Politicians use lies and clothe them as truth, for when they speak freedom, it is according to their deception. God's truth, on the other hand, is his word. Jesus said if we continue in his word, we would know the truth, and his truth would make us free. So I ask, whose report will you believe? God is saying, choose truth, because that's why Jesus came. That's who Jesus is. Didn't he not say he's the way? He's the truth? People don't like that. But he is the way because there's an inheritance that God wants to receive. An inheritance you can only get if you go one way. So we're not just talking about going to God. We're talking about going to God to get the inheritance to do it. That's a different point. That's a legal point that has to be done. You can go any way you want, think you want to go and be in religion. But Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of living. It's a way of restoration. It's a way of receiving your inheritance from God.
Here is this week's message.
Jesus says, you will know my word. And when you're in my word, you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Following after politicians and these promises will not make you free. Following after governments who mean well but cannot supply an answer will not make you free. The only freedom you can get is in Jesus Christ. And this is not any just talk. No, this is for real. Because once you see the truth, you will know how to handle the deception that's around you. You can walk right through it to the promise of increase that God has for you. So when people were talking about this is freedom of the slaves, no, it wasn't. The enemy threw you a bone by making this a celebration of a holiday. But it's not a holiday that needs to be celebrated without knowing the truth. The people were not slaves. They were not let go. They were still enslaved, and we still are living through it to this day. So just know that's one of the things the Lord was saying. They've done genocide for a profit. Now, same thing during COVID. They were trying to kill people. You got a virus, you're trying to get rid of people. Even Bill Gates went as far as saying how many people you got to get rid of. So the mentality is genocide. Why? For profit. We need more money. We need more resources, whatever. So just know there's another agenda, another script playing that's outside of God, and it's twisted, it's perverted. That's why you can have gender specific things and then say, well, if you don't like the gender, you can change. That's all confusion. That's evidence that these people are under the influence of the evil one and they can't resist because they want power. So just know, don't be deceived. These are demons you're dealing with. Now, this is a trap for a lot of Christian people because the Bible, it says there'll be false Christs and false prophets. We were looking at people in the church, and they're there. But there are more of them out in the world. People who are showing you they're anointed for this, anointed to show you this, anointed to be leader of the country, leader of your nation, whatever it is. There are people out here who are speaking with an authority that comes from satanic forces, but yet they're showing you they're anointed. Oh, they're anointed, all right, but it's not of God. So just know we got to be careful who you're following, who you're listening to. But the only truth you're going to have to be able to find is in the Bible and in prayer and listening to the Spirit of God. He will direct your steps and direct you to all things. Now, again, Jesus started this whole conversation when they were looking at the beautiful stones on this temple, the beautiful whatever. It could be the big, beautiful Bill or the big, beautiful Obama statue or memorial. It could be anything that's big put before your eyes. But the enemy does that to capture your attention. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is reminding me of the Tower of Babel. It was big and beautiful. They were creating it. They didn't get quite done with it. But the whole point of they doing it was they wanted to do something outside of God. And what did God do? He tore it down. And it's happening again. It's going to happen again before your very eyes. Anything that man is doing in opposition to God, to sway God's people away from him, it's coming down. Ha, ha, ha. Holy juice. Holy Lord Jesus, I hear him saying, mark my words, it's coming, it's all coming down. Now, I wanted to read with you something else, because one of the things that happened in our last meeting we had for our Apostolic Prayer Force meeting, it was an impartation of something I had not anticipated. It was truth. It was God talking about his wisdom and bringing people into the wisdom of God. And one of the things he did was he started speaking about Psalm 23, how letting the Lord be our shepherd, how he'll take care of us. And he started talking about the table prepared before us, our enemies. That's what he's doing right now. So the enemy's out there. There's deception out there. But the prepared table God has made for you is in the midst of all this. So you're going to have to get wisdom to find it. But when he started talking about what he has, he said he's restoring all things to people. Now, in talking about reparations for a lot of African-American people, this is key. I'm going to read what the Lord spoke. This is transcripts. So I'm going to try to go over some of it as clearly as I can. And these are the last words the Holy Spirit gave me. And I said, I hear the Holy Spirit. He's restoring to us, and I pause, what we would have had Adam never sinned. Okay, this is what God is saying for those who are hearing him and walking in the truth and staying away from deception. He's saying you would have what we would have had Adam never sinned. Consider that. And then I say, let that sink in. If from the day of creation, the curse had never entered the earth, if sin and death had never entered the earth, we all would have had a portion of this earth as part of our heritage passed down from our ancestors, Adam and Eve, from the very beginning. And I go on and says, and God is saying that's what he wants to do in this last days is to give us that inheritance. Not what we think is coming from our initial parents, but going all the way back to Adam and Eve. He says all the way back to Adam. I don't even know how you can calculate that. And this is, I'm speaking here. This is a transcript. Because if people think about it, people are talking about reparations for those who are African-American descent. African descent. God is going to go beyond that reparation. They're talking about how many trillions would be if they had given everyone 40 acres and a mule. But God is not saying that. Okay. And again, man's script is saying one thing. God's script is saying something else. God is saying before that happens, there was a plan. Even before the slavery happened, God had a plan. Even before reparations were needed because of slavers, God had a plan. And that plan had been in place. He said, if that plan had been in place, we would have never been enslaved. Okay, so we had all been under righteousness. If Adam had never sinned, we would never have been enslaved. Neither would the Jews have been enslaved. He said, nobody could have been enslaved. We had been living where God told us to live. We would have inherited all those years. So that's where he's going with us. And I said to myself, I'm receiving that for myself right now. An inheritance all the way back to Adam. And I said, that's deep. But that's why Jesus came. And that's why they called him the last Adam. He came to restore everything the first Adam lost. What did he lose? He lost the earth. That's why it's in the hands of the enemy now. Adam lost it all. Not just the money, the property. And it says here, think of what happened to the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness. They were told they got seven nations greater than they are sitting on their property. But the Lord said it was theirs from the very beginning because the stuff that happened to them and they were enslaved, the stuff was still there. And the Lord's saying the same thing here. And although our ancestors were enslaved, although many people are still in bondage today, Lord is saying you have an inheritance awaiting you that goes all the way back to Adam. If you are saved, if you're filled with the Spirit and you're listening to God and following him. But it's not for the sinners. It's only for those who come back to righteousness, who are hearing God and following him. That's what he's going to give. And what I saw was billions and trillions of dollars coming to those who are hearing. Not only that, I saw God destroying a lot of the billionaires that are here and raising up his own billionaires and trillionaires with more money than we've ever seen and more people holding the money than we've ever seen. So just know God has a plan. Truth or deception, the choice is yours. You can follow the truth of God and get your inheritance all the way back to Adam, or you can follow these people who are building monuments to themselves, putting their names on buildings just so they want to be remembered in history and get nothing from God, because that's what's going to happen. All this is coming down. All of it is coming down. God is no respecter of person when it comes to punishment. He's no respecter of persons when it comes to reward. He wants to reward you, but it's only for those who choose the truth and follow it versus those who follow the deception. So that was basically the word God gave me for today. It's to let you know, and as I said, so many African-American people have been upset about, reparations and getting in that talk again, and they're trying to bring racism in. Get out of the racism. Get into God. There's political party. We know I know they've always done race. They always have pushed race because that's the only way they can win. But God is saying they're losers. They're going to lose. They're going to lose their many. Going to some of them are going to lose their lives because they're pushing an agenda they know is against God, but they don't care. So just know that some things are going down, and God wants you to be blessed and not hurt by what's coming, because he's wanting to show his goodness in this last day so that we can have our final harvest so people can come in. But he can't do it if you're walking in deception. You have to walk in the truth, because there are others going to be following you once they see the kingdom of God opening to you and the wealth opening and the power of healing and deliverance working through you. Just know that's where we're going here. So he's saying again, truth or deception, the choice is yours. But God is saying choose truth, because that's why Jesus came. That's who Jesus is. Didn't he not say he's the way, he's the truth? People don't like that. But he is the way, because there's an inheritance that God wants to receive. An inheritance you can only get if you go one way. So we're not just talking about going to God. We're talking about going to God to get the inheritance that do us. That's a different point. That's a legal point that has to be done. You can go any way you think you want to go and be in religion. But Christianity is not a religion. It's a way of living. It's a way of restoration. It's a way of receiving your inheritance from God. That's all it is. People tried to make it into religion, but it's about a restoration program God has for those, a reparations program for those who've been done wrong by satanic forces for generations. And that's the word. That's the word. Truth or deception, you choose, my people. Just know God wants us to walk in the truth, because that's who Jesus is. So I don't have anything else for you today. I do want to remind you that this month is busy. A lot of things are going on. They're going to be celebrating the 4th of July for 250 rededication. I would say celebrate. Now, yeah, we know America, we're a mixed bag. We've had imperfect people from the very beginning, but God is honoring his covenant. As he said before, as imperfect as our founders were, God is honoring the covenant, because there are some of us who still believe and want to walk in that righteousness in Jesus' name.
Beloved, we who are followers of Jesus Christ have been warned about how things would be in these end days, how people would turn away from the faith because of deception. People would not endure sound doctrine, but would go after their own lust, heaping up false teachers because their ears would be itching for lies, and they would turn away from the truth. But it is the truth that makes us free. Therefore, to follow after deception renders one void of freedom and even places one in bondage to deception and deep darkness. Yet God has given each of us the choice, truth or deception, freedom or bondage. Choose truth and freedom God's way, in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.